Amen. Please find your seats. This week's parsha, Vayishlach, as well as last week's parsha, Vayetze, we learned a lot about malachim, about angels. Last week, if you remember, we spoke about how Yaakov went to sleep and he had a dream about angels going up a ladder, down a ladder. This week's parsha, Vayishlach, Yaakov sends angels. Right, he sends angels to Esav. And then even more interesting is in the second Aliyah, we have a story about Yaakov fighting with an angel. So there's a lot about angels. And actually at the end of that story, the angel says, let go of me, I need to go up to heaven, I need to go up to Shemayim, I need to go pray, I need to go praise Hashem. So what's the deal exactly with angels? What are they exactly? What's the deal with one foot? Because a lot of our tefillah, we really talk a lot about angels. When we say in tefillah, for example, Va'ofanim v'chayot ha-kodesh. What is ofanim and chayot ha-kodesh? Those are angels. We talk about what they do in Shemayim. We talk about how they praise Hashem. And what I really want to talk about primarily is Kedusha. During Kedusha, we say, Nekadesh etshemcha ba'olam. We're going to sanctify you and praise you, Hashem, the way the angels praise you in heaven. We say that. The Sephardic custom is saying, Naktishach v'naritzach, but it's the same idea. So, first things first, just to understand, angels basically are like forces of nature. You have things like wind, gravity, things like that. You have angels. Angels have the power to do what Hashem wants them to do. They follow the will of Hashem. That's what an angel is. So we try to mimic the angels in some areas, and we try to copy them. There's some angels that their job is just to praise Hashem. So, for example, in Kedusha, we try to mimic those angels that in heaven, they stand there and praise Hashem. So we keep our feet together. We do that during Shemona Esrei as well. And we try to look. We say, look, Hashem, we're like the angels. Our feet are together. We're praising you just like the angels. So just a short halacha about Kedusha, which is a very important halacha that I think everyone here needs to just go over. It says the following in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chaf Hey, 125, chapter 125. Tov lechaven raglav b'shan she'omer kedushan shliach sibur. It's important to keep your feet together when you're saying Kedusha. Again, the Nekadesh Shemcha and the Kadosh Kadosh part. The Rama adds, V'yesh lisa ha'einayim lamarom b'shan she'omerim Kedusha. You should lift your eyes towards heaven as you're saying the words Kadosh, Kadosh, lifting your eyes towards heaven. V'chein mena'anim gufan v'nosim oto mina aretz. And you lift up your legs, you stand on your toes, lift up your heels, I should say. V'ein ledaber b'emtza Kedusha. Of course, you shouldn't speak during Kedusha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, Ki katvu lechaven raglav. He says, Tzarich lechaven beyoter b'kedusha lekadesh et Hashem itbarach. He said a person should focus and think during Kedusha that he's sanctifying Hashem's name, he's bringing glory to Hashem's name. That's what we're doing here. U'v'zchut zeh yashur elav Hashem itbarach kedusha milmala. In that merit, Hashem will bestow upon you extra Kedusha. And he says, V'harizal haya mazir me'od al zeh. The Arizal, which is a great rabbi, I'm sure you've heard of him before, lived in Sfat in the 1500s, died at a very young age, at only 38 years old. The Arizal, who was very big, a Kabbalist, so he spoke a lot about Kedusha and the importance of Kedusha. So, just to get back, and in terms of the halakha, I think we understand the importance of Kedusha, the importance of keeping our feet together. Just one last idea about the angels, I think it's important to note as well. The angels have one foot, which represents the fact and reflects the fact that they can only do one thing. Whatever Hashem tells them, that's what they do. They don't have free will, they don't have choice. We, on the other hand, have 2 feet, right foot and left foot. That means that we have choices. We can go to the right, follow, let's say, the ways of Hashem, or we can go to the left and not follow the ways of Hashem. We have a choice. So when we put our feet together, what we're essentially saying symbolically is, I'm choosing to be like the angels. I'm choosing to be great. I'm choosing to be special. So that's why it's important to keep our feet together. Symbolically, what we're saying is, I'm choosing to be one with you, Hashem. So that's the idea of keeping our feet together like the angels. And in the schutz of Kedusha, we should be zocha to Kedusha milamala. Ashrei yoshevei techa, odyalu chasela.